Welcome to Toxic Tangents, powered by Million Marker. We're here to discuss and answer questions about everyday toxic chemicals in our lives. Learn more about Million Marker and how we can help minimize your toxic exposures at millionmarker.com. And now, here's our latest episode. You're back with Million Marker's podcast, Toxic Tangents. Today we have our very own Praveen Sharma going to be interviewed by Jenna. Praveen, if you'd like to say hello, just so we can acquaint ourselves with your voice.
Hey everyone, my name is Praveen Sharma. I'm a freelance designer. I do a lot of creative projects for Million Marker, and outside of work, I'm a husband and a dad of four, so I am never bored.
Yes, very busy. And then, yeah. As always, we have Jenna Hua, our CEO.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Tina, for the intro.
Of course. And Joe.
Hello. Good to be here.
So, Praveen, how did you step into the design world?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jenna, for having me. I've never been this famous before, so this is very exciting for me. Getting started in the design world, I've always loved design. As a little boy, I used to try to recreate NFL logos on the computer. And so, I mean, I guess I was trying to design even when I was little. And then I went to school for business, which isn't exactly the same, but like most 18, 19 year olds, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I just decided to do what my dad did. And then through some turns in my career, I was doing marketing for a nonprofit, being resourceful and budget conscious. I wanted to do some of my own design because I was finding it was very expensive to get exactly what I wanted. And through that, I had an opportunity to quit my job and freelance for a little while I found a quote real job. And that was 8 years ago.
This is wonderful. Where do you usually find your inspiration?
Oh, it's everywhere. I mean, it could be, you know, going for a walk in nature or music, photography. Sometimes I overhear strangers' conversations and, you know, get an idea from that. So it's just really no one specific place. It's just always around.
I was just wondering if you have like mood boards or specific magazines or online publications that you like to follow.
Yeah, I mean, typically when I start a job, I like to pull together some, you know, inspiration, like whether that's from vintage packaging design is always a good source for me. I like signage. A lot of cool European storefronts, they have really nice lettering in their signs that I use for inspiration. So I mean, it's so easy nowadays to jump on Pinterest or you know, there are a lot of websites for very particular design interests, so it's easy to find now.
Talk about a project that you're most proud of and why.
This one is easy. When I was doing marketing for that nonprofit, the CEO wanted to start a magazine. It sounded like a crazy idea. We were a staff of three. I said, yeah, let's do it. And I'm going to design it. And I had no experience designing magazines. I didn't have the right software or anything, but I was like, let's do it. So we made a prototype issue and tried to sell it and see if we could get ad sales. And it worked. And so we started the magazine. I designed it for nearly 10 years after that. I even sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in ads. And I did everything myself. I actually had my wife edit copy for the magazine, and I did all the design and layout and coordinated all the content and everything and sold ad space. So it was quite the project, but I learned so much, you know, managing something of that size.
What's the name of the magazine and can we still see it today?
I don't know if they still publish it. It's called ARE Magazine, Asian Real Estate. It was focused on the AAPI community, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. We would talk about legislative issues, business, culture, travel, tons of great content and lots of great visuals to work with on the design side.
This is very cool. Maybe one day we'll have our magazine as well. So Praveen can lead that.
I'm much magazine. Better suited for designing a magazine now than I was then. So you have the benefit of all those years of trials.
So I guess people might be curious, like, how did we like come into contact?
How I met you?
Yep. It was pretty interesting.
I was working with another YC startup. I think you knew that founder pretty well.
Yep. So it was pretty funny that when I first met Praveen, when I needed help, yes, it was actually through this company called Zendar, and that was my husband's startup. And Praveen designed their logo, and I saw it. I was like, whoa, this is like super sleek looking. Okay, we need to get in touch with Praveen.
Praveen did Zendar's. That's so cool.
Yeah, very, so very sleek looking. And I was also very impressed with Praveen's design in terms of how the design really reflected the company's vision, and then just everything just comes through the design. And that was very impressive.
Yeah, so I'm the family designer.
So can you discuss the process, like how you designed our logo, Million Marker logo?
Yeah, actually, I remember that very first pitch deck you had before we started working together. There was like kind of the wavy 2 M's concept, and I love working with letters in design. So I wanted to work with that, see if we could refine it to a point where it was, you know, something we could use universally. I found a way for the M's to interlock. And if you remember, we tried it a few different ways. We went rounded, we added some shading, we, you know, tried some different colors, but ultimately we ended up here with the simple version, which is very much on brand for me.
So subtle, like you wouldn't necessarily notice the M's unless you were thinking about it. And I feel like that's the best kind of logo. I feel like it's just our symbol now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like the ones where, you know, you don't really think about it, but if you do think about it, it's clever.
Since you started working with us, what have you? Did you learn anything fun, like a million marker? And if you made any lifestyle changes?
Yeah.
Because we always ask people to do that.
Say that million marker has impacted my life like every day. Some of the changes that I've made, we got a ProPure water filter. We changed to glass food storage containers, Hello Bamboo toothbrushes, Alafia hand soap, cut down on LaCroix intake, which I can't give up totally, but now it's less. Yeah, I mean, literally like almost all of my daily routine has been changed. So
very inspiring.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of
so Praveen.
Yeah. And this next comment for me kind of ties into your consumer practices, because I've really appreciated that you have this consumer eye when we're putting out content, and that you also have kind of a business eye, and that's probably because your business background. Yeah. So just feel like you're like the full package. And I just, anytime I have a question, I'm like, let's just ask Praveen, and usually 100% go with what you say. So
I should add that in addition to my design role with Million Marker, maybe more importantly, I play the role of layman. So whenever all these smart people are talking and they're like, what would the general population think about this? They just ask me.
Yeah, so what kind of precautions do you take with your kids, since you have so many, you have kids and that's an issue for you?
Well, you know, as adults, we have the choice. If we know something is bad for us, we can just go ahead and say, it's worth it to me, I'm going to do it anyway. But with kids, you have a totally different mindset, because you're their protector, you're their guardian. You need to make sure that whatever decision you make is going to be good on behalf of the whole family. So we've definitely taken a lot of these, consumer goods into account. You know, when we're picking products for the kids, like, we don't do plastic utensils or plates anymore. It's ceramic and silver. People say like, oh, well, what if they drop it? It's like, okay, one broken dish in 5 years. It's like, that's fine. I'd rather take that risk than the known risk of what they're actually getting if we use plastic utensils. And not just in picking products, but also like, we talk to our kids about this stuff. We tell them like, a single use plastic is not only bad for the environment and your health, but by using it, you're creating demand for it. And then companies will continue to use it. So it's like, part of what we can do is just opt out, you know? And if we opt out and we tell people what we're doing, we can make change that way.
So we already know you're like super talented already. What are some additional hidden talent that we didn't know about?
Well, I understand the Nepali language. It actually was my first language growing up. But then, you know, going to school, wanting to be American, I was like, I'm only going to drink my juice if you ask me in English. So I kind of forced my way into only speaking English. So I still understand it. If people are having a conversation in the room, it's like second nature to me. I wish I had stuck with it. And now that I have kids, you know, I'm probably going to get back and teach them, because then they'll have that piece of their culture too.
Do you think that if you're back in a Nepali speaking environment, you could pick up on recalling the words to like speak it yourself? Does that ever come?
You know, I went to Nepal in 2010 was the last time. And I thought, oh yeah, you know, it'll just come back to me. And then try to speak. And you're like, it does not come out at all. But after being there for a couple of weeks, obviously, you know, it gets so much easier and easier. But in my day-to-day life, I don't interact with anybody who speaks Nepali to me. So,
It's just hard.
Something that you lose. Yeah.
So who would be your dream client or a dream project?
Seriously, Million Marker is a dream client. The work is fun, meaningful. I work with people that I admire. You guys, something that I look forward to every day. Dream project would probably be like if I could brand and design for an organization, whether for-profit or nonprofit, that was looking to make positive change in environmental or underserved communities. I think that would be a lot of fun just to give them their brand identity and help get them off the ground and go from absolutely no following to like building this gigantic following.
We could totally feel your love. Praveen is still freelancing, being Million Marker, hoping to get Praveen full-time one of these days.
Yes.
But in the meantime, how can people reach out to you if they're interested in working with you?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm freelancing and available for hire. You can find me on Instagram. My name is Your Friend Praveen, or I have a website. It's my name, Praveen, without the A, praveen.com.
I have a random question, but have you ever been like inspired by Nepali script in your own like font design?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's totally different with the overlines. And I did take my kids to a few Nepali lessons, and having 36 characters in the alphabet, it's a lot harder to learn and understand. And there are sounds we simply don't use in our language. Trying to teach your kids sounds that you don't use. But yeah, definitely. I mean, the forms of their letters are so cool, and it's foreign to us. So everything looks like art instantly. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any design principle in Nepali culture that you have sort of used and incorporated into your design?
I haven't leaned into it that much. There's a lot of really inspiring ancient art from Nepal, just because the civilization is so old. But I haven't gotten in touch with my own ancestral roots in the design world. But that's probably something that will come in the future.
Thank you, Praveen, for joining us today. We're just so happy that we have you on our side.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jenna.
This episode was produced and edited by Jiaxing Feng. Theme music by Joe Rochester and Grady Harper. Visit us at millionmarker.com to learn about our test kit and other services, read our blog posts on a variety of topics, ask a question that you'd like answered, or suggest a topic for us to discuss on the show. Thanks for listening.